The Race to the South Pole, written by Cheryl Palin. Captain Robert Falcon Scott wanted to be the first man at the South Pole. In 1901, he travelled to Antarctica, but the weather was very bad. He didn't see the South Pole. He was very disappointed. In 1910, Captain Scott sailed to Antarctica again. He sailed from New Zealand in his ship, Terra Nova.
This time, we are going to see the South Pole.
Six months later, Terra Nova arrived in McMurdo Sound, Antarctica. It was January 1911.
What a terrible journey.
It was winter in Antarctica. Scott and his team didn't travel to the South Pole immediately. They lived in a hut on Ross Island. They prepared the expedition and they did scientific experiments. In the summer, the men started their journey to the South Pole. Captain Scott was very determined.
I'm going to be the first man at the South Pole!
But then they received a message.
Dear Captain Scott, I wanted to go to the North Pole, but an American called Robert Peary arrived there first. Now I'm going to the South Pole. Good luck, Roald Amundsen.
Oh no, I don't believe it.
Roald Amundsen was an explorer from Norway. He wanted to be the first man at the South Pole. He sailed to Antarctica in his ship, Fram. Amundsen arrived at Ross Island in January 1911 too. His team camped on the other side of the island. The journey for Captain Scott and his men was very difficult. There was lots of snow and ice. Scott's ponies were from Siberia. They were not very big, and the snow was deep. Scott and his men pulled the sledges.
Come on! The ponies can't pull the sledges!
The food in the British camp was horrible. There was no fresh food. The men were not very strong. They were very hungry and cold.
I'm so hungry. This food is horrible.
The journey for the Norwegians was difficult too. But Amundsen's dogs were stronger than the Siberian ponies. They pulled the heavy sledges 100 kilometres every day. They pulled the men on skis too.
Faster! Faster!
There was more food in Amundsen's camp. The Norwegians were warmer than the British. Their clothes were made of fur and animal skin. They looked like the Inuit people of Antarctica.
Nice coat!
Thanks. It's new.
In November 1911, Amundsen and his men were near the South Pole. they walked and walked in the snow. They climbed a dangerous glacier with ropes.
This is scary.
Then there was a terrible storm. They stayed in the tent for 2 weeks.
It's very windy. We can't go outside again today.
Let's play cards.
When the storm finished, they continued their journey. On Friday, the 14th of December, 1911, they arrived. They were the first men at the South Pole. Amundsen and his team put up the Norwegian flag. They stayed at the South Pole for 3 days. They skied around the pole. Then they travelled home. When Amundsen arrived at the South Pole, Captain Scott and his men were still 640 kilometres away. On New Year's Day 1912, they arrived at the polar plateau.
We're nearly there!
Great!
We're the first!
The men were very proud and excited, but then...
What's that? Is it a camp?
Yes. I can see a flag.
Look! Footprints!
Amundsen!
2 days later, on the 17th of January 1912, Scott and his team arrived. But they were not the first team at the South Pole. The Norwegians were the first. The brave explorers were very disappointed.
This is a horrible place!
Yes.
Why did we come here?
I don't know. Let's go home.
Captain Scott and his brave team walked for many kilometres in very bad weather conditions. Finally, two of the men, Evans and Oates, died. There were only 3 members of the team left. There was a terrible storm, and they stayed in their tent. The men were very hungry and weak. Scott, Wilson, and Bowers didn't survive the expedition. In the summer, a search party looked for Scott's camp. The tent was under lots of snow. Scott's diary and his letters were in the tent. This is how we know the story of Scott's terrible journey to the South Pole.